An organization that monitors hate groups in the United States says there's been more than 400 hate crimes or race-related incidents since Donald Trump's election win. The Southern Poverty Law Center says the crimes are focused on anyone who is not white and Christian. Anti-gay slurs, swastika spray painted on buildings, and social media abuse are some examples of what the Southern Poverty Law Center says has been a noticeable increase in hate crimes and race-related incidents since Donald Trump's election win. The center's Mark Potok says a wide range of people are victims.
What we're seeing is that the bulk of these crimes are aimed at immigrants and Muslims. There are also very many anti-Black hate crimes, but the truth is, when you look at the whole picture, these are hate crimes or simply hateful incidents, something less than a crime, aimed at virtually every minority, minorities of any kind, essentially anyone who is not white and Christian. It really has been something to see.
Julio Puentes from Utah says he heard children in his son's kindergarten class teasing a boy for being Mexican.
And they started saying, well, you're Mexican, and so you are going to go to a different school now, and you're going back to Mexico.
The Democratic mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, says he's told Donald Trump communities across the city are fearful of his plans to deport illegal migrants. Mr. Trump has promised to deport or imprison as many as 3 million illegal immigrants with criminal records. Mayor de Blasio says he told Mr. Trump many people are fearful.
I think the right way to start a relationship is to put your cards on the table. And all of these other concerns are being felt by New Yorkers very deeply right now. I tried to express to him how much fear there is, in communities all over this city. A whole range of people in the biggest city in the country who are fearful about this current dynamic.
Mark Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center says Donald Trump should be held responsible for what's taken place since election night.
The bottom line reality is that Donald Trump has stoked the fire. For 18 months, the man has been attacking minorities around this country, saying incredibly ugly things about them, and in fact, encouraging violence against protesters at his own rallies.
At a rally in Orlando in March, Donald Trump described America as divided and drew attention to the fact that its president is an African American.
We have a terrible president who happens to be African American. There has never been a greater division just about than what we have right now.
Mark Potok from the Southern Poverty Law Center says Donald Trump's win seems to have emboldened the bigots.
I mean, I think that Donald Trump has created a political space for the radical racist right. He has made it at least quasi-respectable for these people to express their really hateful and bigoted and frankly un-American opinions in public. So in a sense, Trump has kind of wiped out the taboos about this kind of racist speech.